Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you so much for your company. This week, the systems of romance effect. Well, every decade of music is a product of the influences that precede it, and the alternative music of the 80s inherited many of its characteristics from the pioneers of punk rock and the electronic genres. And a band that blended these two forms into a unique mix was Ultravox. And their third album, Systems of Romance, released in 1978, represented the zenith of this experimentation. As a result, the album is regarded as their finest and the one that invented 80s music. The album's mix of electronica with guitars and other traditional instruments proved to be a hugely influential album. Gary Newman, in fact, was among those who expressed admiration for Ultravox, just as he was topping the UK's singles charts in the early 80s. Systems of Romance would be the last to feature frontman John Fox and the only one to feature guitarist Robin Simon. Both would leave afterwards as a result of creative differences with the rest of the band. The album continued the band's transition from punkish glam rock into new romantic synth pop, aided by the contribution of kraut rock veteran producer Connie Plank, who incorporated the electronic and echoing acoustics centre style that he'd created with Germany's experimental acts such as Kraftwerk. It was one of those serendipitous moments, really, in the band's trajectory. Frontman and lyricist John Fox would finally find his writer's voice, and extraordinary guitarist Robin Simon would stop by for just one single album, and German producer Connie Plank would use the opportunity to experiment and pioneer uses of multi-track recording. Well, post-Systems of Romance, the band's time was seemingly over, but the arrival of Midgeur as vocalist, guitarist and keyboard player revitalised Ultravox and steered them into a far more commercial space than Systems of Romance was headed. But not before the album would inspire and influence the works of many 80s artists such as Gary Newman, Duran Duran, Julian Cope and Ivor Davies. Tonight on Alt.80s, the Systems of Romance effect, the album Systems of Romance by Ultravox and some of the music by artists it influenced. This is Systems of Romance.
Just a simple way. So much. turning on the tides, pulling away the night like a sheet from over me. In summertime, I dissolve to a beach, and everywhere seems to be just a flicker on the silent screen.
currently listening to tracks from the Ultravox 1978 album Systems of Romance on Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And Systems of Romance has been claimed by one journalist as the album that invented 80s music, and it really is one of those serendipitous albums where John Fox, the lead man, would finally find his voice as a writer, and Robin Simon, the extraordinary guitarist, would stop by just for this one album, and German producer Connie Plank would use the opportunity to experiment and pioneer uses of multi-track recording that he'd learnt by working with kraut rock acts such as Kraftwerk. Three tracks you've heard so far were Slow Motion, I Can't Stay Long, and Dislocation. This is Ultravox and Systems of Romance.
We'll be right back.
Elvis flipped a coin and shimmered away. Maximum acceleration. Maximum acceleration. Maximum shook their heads on the fine lines. Maximum acceleration. Maximum acceleration. Maximum
You've been listening to the 1978 album Systems of Romance by Ultravox, and the last three tracks you heard were Backtracking, Just for a Moment, Maximum Acceleration, and Quiet Men. From a highly influential album, and one journalist has claimed that Systems of Romance is an album that invented 80s music. And as I keep saying, one of those serendipitous albums, really, for the band. And it was the last hurrah for guitarist Robin Simon, who would move on to other projects, and the last hurrah for John Fox, who, because of creative differences, would go off and do his own thing. And, Scottish singer and keyboard player guitarist Midura would come and be the voice of Ultravox and change their sound forever. But German producer Connie Plank stayed with the band for a number of albums to manicure their electronic sound. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of alternative spin. And tonight we're listening to the Systems of Romance effect. Well, if you've been listening carefully to those tracks, you will hear bits and pieces of those in the artists I'm about to play for you in the second half of the program. These are artists heavily influenced and admit to being influenced by Systems of Romance, which was album number 3 for Ultravox, and arguably one of their most important albums, not only for them, but in the history of electropop and synth pop. It was hugely influential on Gary Numan, for example, who worked with Billy Currie on the Pleasure Principle album. And tracks you've heard, like The Quiet Men and Slow Motion, could both be perfectly at home in a Gary Numan or Tubeway Army set list. Teardrop Explodes frontman Julian Cope was similarly influenced by Ultravox sound, and he could also see it very clearly in Newman's music. He wrote that Fox's muse was at its height on Systems of Romance. A heightened awareness of his surroundings was embroidered with Renaissance influence, creating a tapestry of beautiful words that shone and glimmered over the thick, rich sound created by his band. His words influenced many, no more so than Gary Numan, who, in my view, stole his whole act, commercialized it, and made millions. Let's hear how Ultravox Systems of Romance influenced Gary Numan.
But they didn't even try.
Two pieces there from Gary Newman. A track called Tracks from the Pleasure Principle album, and the title cut from his album Replica. And look, he released two albums with Tubeway Army. One of those was Replicas, before releasing his debut solo album, which was The Pleasure Principle in 1979. And yeah, look, I guess Gary's most widely known for his chart-topping hits such as Our Friends Electric and Cars. And he really achieved his peak of mainstream popularity in the late 70s, early 80s. but still maintains a cult following and still releases fabulous electronic-based albums. And he owes a lot to the Ultravox sound, and he stated that. He said that the original 1970s era Ultravox was the most important influence on his music. In an interview, he said, "I was an Ultravox fan, but not when Midge was in it." Sorry, Midge. "I loved the first Ultravox when John Fox was in it, long before Midgeur joined, and Ultravox became a successful pop band when John Fox was the driving force. It was incredibly inventive, way ahead of its time, and I used John's creativity as a yardstick for what I was trying to do." And you certainly hear it in those early recordings by Gary Newman. A bit closer to home, electronic artist, if you will, a synthesizer-based artist called Ivor Davies, clearly stated in an interview, said that he just wanted to be John Fox. In his early band Flowers, this is Ivor Davies and Walls.
Nothing.
clouded by the sun, but someone sees the deep of mental light. You know this peacetime, jabbing fist and stabbing knife, only get one look before you die.
Their highly successful Rio album, that's Duran Duran, and the track New Religion. And like so many of Britain's biggest bands, a spirit of experimentalism was born out of art school beginnings for that band, and it planted a fire in their bellies, and they did study the synth pop pioneers of Japan and Ultravox, along with, well, I think they were pretty much firmly entrenched in the kind of art rock sound of the Berlin-era Bowie sound as well. Throw all that in the stew and you get a really highly formula for success, which it was for Duran Duran. And you can certainly hear elements of Ultravox in that track, as you could in John Ivor Davies' band Flowers, and you heard the track Walls. Ivor Davies came to prominence in the early 80s as the co-founder of that band, which became Ice House and became one of Australia's top rock stars of the decade. And that 1980 debut album, which was called Ice House, contained hit singles and which made it the highest selling debut album in Australia. I think you could probably pick up any track from that Ice House album and throw it into an Ultravox album and it would not be out of place. You're listening to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And tonight, well, the system's a romance effect, the impact of an album which was called an album that invented 80s music, and that's Ultravox's 1978 Systems of Romance. Well, like John Fox's Ultravox, Liverpool electro pioneers Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark were heavily influenced by kraut rock genre, and Andy McCloskey from the band acknowledged the influence of Ultravox's blending of the genre into their sound and thought he'd have a go at it as well. Let's go back to their debut album from 1980. This is Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark and Messages.
Together.
Just from Leaders in the Dark there, from their self-titled debut album from 1980. And it's called Messages, and an album that's very much influenced by the krautrock sound that Connie Plank helped to create for Ultravox on Systems of Romance. Well, in 1981, John Fox released his second solo album after leaving Ultravox, and that album's called The Garden, and he teamed up once again with Systems of Romance guitarist Robin Simon, and the album is a bit of a dedication to the fabulous work that he did with Ultravox on Systems of Romance, so much so that he named a track on the album Systems of Romance. I'll leave you with that track this evening. Thank you for your company. Hope you enjoyed the program. If you want some more 80s music of an alternative style, join me again next Tuesday night from 6 o'clock. Have a great week.